And welcome to this retreat journey experience with me and Sarah. We are sending live here from the farm, from Living with the Spirit, where we help people unlock their true abundance, their inner peace, their personal and emotional and financial freedom. We are a retreat space here in Chiang Mai, in northern Thailand. And Sarah has been with us for 3 months, and you just checked out. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah.
And really thank you so much for joining me to explain a little bit about your experience. So if we dive right in, why did you decide to come here?
Okay, so I think I decided to spend like 3 months with you at the farm because I was in a moment in my life where I was a little bit conscious and I was thinking for a lot of clarity about the future, like professionally and personally. And I was thinking like when you proposed me to just moving in the farm for 3 months, and I was like, yeah, I think this is the way to go, to just step out of my current life, step out of the social life and, you know, like the city life and everything, and just isolate myself for a while, just to focus on me, on my work, on my business, on myself, on my future. And this is why I took this decision, basically. Like to get more clarity and to shape a little bit my future, to get more insight about the future and where I want to go, basically.
Yeah, thank you. So what did you feel that you achieved during your stay?
Yeah, I mean, like so many things, and it's sometimes a little bit difficult to put a name on this feeling, right? I think like what you propose in the farm bring a lot of benefit, basically. And at the end, like after these 4 months, because now I'm at Czech like very recently, I think I get really calmer. Like it's like I know what's going on. I'm not into my mind anymore. I'm not stressing out about where I will be like in 5 years, and like be stressed and anxious. And so everything very calmed down and very more into the present, and I'm dealing with stuff day by day. Like that one of the things that surprised me a lot is how I become, for example, a lot more like organized, and also, like I say, social navigation helped me a lot also because now I have like more boundaries with like people, sometimes with clients, with like that helps a lot. I work on my morning routine. I get a lot of benefit from that, like all your teaching about how starting the day with grounding practice and like a neat schedule and everything, that helped me a lot also. And I think now I completely integrated, and which is fine because now I will come back to my country for a while, and I know I can take this routine with me, and I know like it make my day so structured and so neat, and this is amazing too. So many benefits. I see a little like more clear into my behavior, my pattern, my thought. It's like, oh, okay, I'm doing this really, and like, oh, okay, I get your feedback, how I can correct, and yeah, it's like reflect on this, correct and improve, and yeah, basically so many things.
Yeah, so one thing that I remember that you said that you wanted to, that was one of the biggest things with you, was that you weren't able to make any decisions.
Yes, yes.
It's like you were so stressed that any kind of decision was just too overwhelming to make.
Yes.
And now the last month before you moved out, you just, boom, boom, boom.
Yes,
boom.
Exactly.
You just made decision after decision after decision. That was amazing to see.
Yeah, it's very, like, that's true. That was really the main thing that I was looking for before I moved to the farm, and I, like, clarity and be able to make decision and be sure about this, especially because of my lifestyle, like, moving around, traveling around, like, as a online entrepreneur, right? So we have like so many opportunity in terms of destination and things that we can do and so on and so on. So it's, everything looks like, so messy. It was really messy in my mind of where I should go, where I should live, what I should do with the business and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, like by being more grounding, more here, more in the present and calming my mind and stop about like so much worry about the future. And yeah, that helped me like to get really clarity. It's like, okay, this topic, there is no point to worry about it. I will see later. This one, this is not aligned with my value. I will stop here. This one, I can do this in order to help me like automatize or something. So, and about, yeah, like it's taking like decision more aligned with who I am, what is my value. And it was really easier when you don't have all this thought, like every day getting anxious for nothing. Yes.
Yeah, that was one thing that that we also discussed a lot, like the values, coming back to the core, making decisions, like intuitive decisions based on who you are and what you want to accomplish, and maybe looking a little bit like, what is it that I actually want to do and accomplish, and making grounded decisions based out of that.
Yes.
But also one thing that I really, that I see like before and after, is that the worry and the fear that was kind of keeping you from moving forward, and to that also was a blockage to make the decisions in the first place, that there was so much fear around everything.
Yes.
Question, yes. Decisions, taking space, claiming space, like being who you are, like yes. Showing who you are, like really stepping into you.
It's very true. Like, it's very true. I think this is really the beauty and the what makes your coaching and your retreat very special is, and I mean, not special, unique. I think unique is a better word. Like, very unique is like how you work on like so many modalities and aspects of the people coming to your coaching. And by implementing like all the technique and proposing like different workshop and taking the time like this one-on-one session with you, with Simba, with Mark, we really, it's like we have this insecurity or you need safe place or you need like to be more grounded or like you need to be like to reintegrate your identity, and all of that helps to, it's like you have a problem and you implement like so many solutions around until that things unlock. Mm-hmm. And I think like two big examples that really leave a lot of print in my mind. And this is the one that I used to share when I talk about what you do in the farm is the first one, the one of the session where you define like the value, like what is the person you want to become. And like once you get clear about like this direction and then you say, oh, but actually my value is really this and this, it doesn't look like me and I don't know why I did it by the way, but like this is really who I want to be. And then you just like, okay, so that I keep it, I need to implement that in order to go to the direction. Like you help people to find their direction and then it's very easier from that. And I think I really need to find the time to just sit down and stop to run around and move around and like get distracted to just focus on me and where I want to go. And once I had that, like it was easier. So this session with you, which happened like the first month I was in the farm, was very helpful. Mm-hmm. And the other one was everything related to taking space. I'm not introvert. I'm a bit shy, but I'm not that introvert. And I know that I have to work on that, like to take place and verbalize the things that I want and verbalize when I'm not agree and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot about taking place. And I know that for example, the breath work that we do with Simba, I know that like some other, like the dance and like many, many things. I mean, I don't know if I have to spoil or no, but all these things was help me like just to take the place and to, wow, it was, I feel really unlocked. I feel like, okay, I move a little bit the wall thanks to all this coaching and all this workshop. That was very, very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you're not even the same person anymore. Just how you sit here and talk and, you know, like taking the space and showing and describing. I mean, that person, it was not that person who checked in. I mean, you're so much more radiant and yeah. And also you used to have a lot of skin issues.
Yes.
What happened with that when you moved in here?
Yes, like skin, I mean, skin issue, like it's been a while that we know each other. And I've tried like so many things about the skin, like was irritated and was not perfect and clean. And yeah, some, like you already, when I met you like long time ago, give me like advice that was a massive change. And like by moving to the farm and doing like this fasting, long fasting, right? that even helped to clean up a lot. Like I said, again, what makes you very unique is like this very holistic approach to any problem, because of course, like it's a problem of skin, but like it's not just about the skin, it's what's going on inside and your in your mental and stuff. So it's a reflection of that. Yeah. So I know like by the fasting that you advised me to do, and all the modality and stuff to liberate, to express and to liberate, and like all of that contribute to clean. No, I mean, I don't have any problem.
No, it's nothing. Good.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's like 9 days.
Yeah, it is really.
Yeah.
So what would you say stands out with the farm and the retreats here at Living with the Spirits?
Yes, I mean, so many, like there is a lot about you two, like Simba, you and Mark, that, like I said, make this place a different approach, bring a different approach to healing, I think. I'm not sure that in the world there is a lot of healer who open the door of their, like, because you live here, right? It's not like, okay, I will see you sometime and whatever. It's like, we are together all the time.
Yeah. And, we live together.
Yes, and which allow you and everyone to see like, oh, here, maybe it seems that you are feeling a little bit like that. I could see this morning, or I could see like during the lunch that you feel like this. So you're very close to your customer. You are really able to observe them. And it's very like a micro, like a, I don't know how to say, but like a micro observation, you know, like because it's there. So that is very special. I think what makes you both like a very good coach and healer is your capacity of learning like so many different stuff and try it on you too. So when you advise something to someone, it's because you test it before and you know that it works, and then you propose it to your client. I've been very impressed by like Simba's knowledge. It just like dig into a topic like 100%. He knows everything, and it's beautiful to see. And it's not just about like one modality. When he finish something, when he master it, he will go either to another level, or he will understand, okay, this modality can be interesting for my client too, so I will go into it, I will learn as much as possible. And yes, so like how many healer has got this holistic approach, basically? Like most of time it's like more specialized on this one, on breath work, on trauma, something. But you is like everything. It's like mental, it's like future, it's like coaching, it's like physical, it's fasting and the doctor months and so on. So it's really this complete approach that I think makes you like very good healer. And maybe something works for someone is not working for the other one, and you are able to see it. And yes, and then many things also. I think today we need, I'm talking a lot, and tell me.
Well, I mean, it's not about me. This this is not about me.
So you have a lot to say about living with the spirits. You know, I'm a good advocate because you changed my life on many aspects. So But I think about you, what resonates a lot with me is you are a coach, you are a healer, and of course, like sometimes what you propose is very spiritual and it's very difficult for someone with really like feet on the ground to understand really what's going on. But I trust you, I would follow, but still, like it's sometimes difficult to conceive what's going on. But the fact that you as a person is very you have like such a clarity and decision, and you see things and you are very straight to the point, you know, like very sharp, tuk, tuk, tuk. So it's for me it's very reassuring. And you are from the corporate world also, so you are not all over the place. Everything is very like tac tac tac, very structured, and that makes you also very unique and I think very powerful as a coach, is because you have a clear understanding of what's going on people's life, on the corporate and daily and social navigation and so on, and you have the spiritual aspect which help also, and the nice combination of both of them, it's give a very interesting guidance. For me, it resonates a lot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for that. So who would you say would benefit from coming to the farm?
Well, I would say like kind of everyone. I mean, we like this, like how many times in the life you have the possibility to just isolate yourself and really work on yourself. I mean, work on yourself doesn't mean, I mean, I don't like so much the word like work on yourself. This is a bit vague, but more about like, okay, just step out of your life and just go in a place where you are 100% supported, not judged. And we really provide you like this safe environment where you can test and express and reflect and understand where you go, what you want and so on, and just like step back and stop to be distracted by all these things that come into our daily life, which is just escape basically, to not do this this work kind of where I want to go, what I need to fix, why I feel it like this, why I have this pattern and where it's coming from, do I like this pattern, this pattern is really me. And yes, so basically I think for me, like everyone should take the time to work on themselves, like to isolate themselves and to find what resonates the most with them. So I would advise to everyone. I know it's not easy on a logistic point of view, but I think we can get a lot when we stop to be distracted by.
Because when during your stay, because you were here for 3 months, you also seen people come and go. So, yes. I mean, you saw Tanya, she was in a testimonial earlier. You were here during her stay and you saw her transformation on a complete other level with the chronic pain, surviving a plane crash, and going through a lot of unprocessed emotions and things like that. So what is it that you see that is happening with people?
Yes, for me, you, the farm and your coaching are really a proof that sometimes there is a lot of body pain or that is from where you are mentally also. So liberating like some blockage mentally has got like a very big consequences on your body. So I can see like this relationship between like mind and body for sure. And maybe for me was not, was more the opposite, like sometimes like work on the body and taking place and dancing has got an impact on my mind basically. So it's very interesting about this dance, right? But yeah, like for sure, I mean, we know each other for a long time, and Tanya is it's an incredible like transformation, and she has been like so strong, and like there has been like such a big benefit. It was very beautiful to see. But that's not the only one I saw that transformed. Like already before, I see that your work is has got a big impact on people's life as soon as they stay a little bit of time, I think.
Okay, so thank you very much. And yeah, if anyone has any questions or want to have a consultation to talk about if is this place for me, you can just reach out to us on any social media. You can tune into our website, livingwiththespirit.com. The best way to reach out to us is to write us on WhatsApp or Telegram to get a direct access to me. We always reply and we always discuss, and there's no strings attached because this is a big decision. So we don't ever, you know, it's like, of course, people have questions. So thank you so much, Sarah, for joining, and best of luck with your journey. And I will see you when you get back.
Yes, see you in September.
Thank you. Bye.